Cancellationist. I'm Danny Crawshaw.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance go. Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Good evening and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show. Here we go with another hour of music and news from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. Plus, tonight I'm joined in the studio by Helen Arbour of Helen Arbour Performing Arts. Don't go anywhere.
Back up, we don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Opening the show this week, that was The North Stand from the original Broadway cast recording of the musical Once, which was nominated for 11 Tony Awards last year and won 8, including Best Musical, Best Actor and Best Book. The show also won the 2012 Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Musical, as well as this year's Grammy Award for Best Musical Theatre Album. And here comes a little bit more of it.
So, if you ever want something, then you'll call, and I'll come running to fight. And I'll be at your door when there's nothing but worth running for. When your mind's made up. Change it when your mind's made up. When your mind's made up, there's no point in trying to stop it. You see, like everyone. When the shit falls, all you wanna do is run away and hide all by yourself on this forefront. There's nothing else when your mind's made up. When your mind's made up, there's no point in trying to change it. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point in even talking. When your mind's made up, when your mind's
Tony Award-winning Steve Kazee and Kristin Milioti performing When Your Mind's Made Up in the original Broadway production of Once, which tells the story of the relationship between a 30-something Irish busker and an unnamed young Czech immigrant flower seller who are brought together by their love of music. And if you like the sound of it, then I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that the show has transferred to the West End and is currently previewing at the Phoenix Theatre with opening night next Tuesday, April the 9th. Tickets are on sale now.
Phoenix FM.
The stage musical Once is an adaptation of John Carney's 2006 low-budget movie of the same name, featuring original songs by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Iglova, or Iglova, both of whom also star in the film. Shot for only €130,000, the film was a critical and a commercial success, and the song Falling Slowly went on to win the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 2007.
Point it home. We stay.
Glenn Hansard and Marketa Aglova with the Oscar-winning Falling Slowly from the soundtrack of the 2006 movie Once.
Phoenix FM.
Now, Glenn Hansard is perhaps best known as the guitarist for Irish group The Frames and as one half of the folk rock duo The Swell Season. But as Once proves, he's also an accomplished screen actor and also appeared in the BAFTA-winning film The Commitments.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, my baby, guess you better.
Andrew Strong there with Mustang Sally from the soundtrack of Alan Parker's 1991 film The Commitments, all about a group of working class Dubliners who form a soul band.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And director Alan Parker has been awarded a total of 19 BAFTAs, 10 Golden Globes and 10 Academy Awards, as well as a CBE. He's been responsible for such films as Midnight Express, Angela's Ashes and The Life of David Gale, as well as the musicals Fame, Evita and, of course, this.
Anybody who hears anybody will soon walk through that door. Sam's Grand Slam. Speak easy. Always able to find you a table. There's room for just one more. Act back, Sam's Grand Slam. Speak easy. Once you get here, feel the good cheer. Fat Sam's ain't humble, but it's your home sweet home. Plans are made here, games are played here. Rumors on a buzzing, stories about the dozen. Look around your cousin, let the news room make you dead. Anybody who hears anybody will soon walk to that door. At Fat Sam's Grand Slam, speak easy. Fat Sam's ain't humble, but it's your home sweet home. Plans are made, things are played here. Each night is down deep. Rumors on a buzzing, stories by the dozen. Look around your cousin, let the news we're making here. Anybody who is anybody will soon walk through that door. Fat Sam's Grand Slam, speak easy.
From Alan Parker's 1976 British-American musical gangster movie Bugsy Malone, that was Paul Williams with Fat Sam's Grand Slam, which he also wrote. And the cast of Bugsy Malone was famously made up entirely of children, which nicely leads me on to introducing my guest this evening. This week, I am delighted to be joined in the studio by Helen Arbour, founder and principal of HAPA, the Helen Arbour Performing Arts Academy. Helen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan.
How are you? All right.
I'm really good, thanks.
Good. Thank you for coming in tonight.
You're welcome.
We're going to have a chat about HAPA and sort of the new Billericay branch of that a little bit later on. But
yep.
Perhaps you could start off by telling us a bit about your own teaching experience.
Okay. I began teaching in 2004 at the King Edmund School in Rochford as a secondary school teacher. I taught dance and drama there, and I opened up an after-school club one night doing musical theatre and dance, and it just sort of took off from there, really. All the musical theatre stuff went from there.
Fantastic. And so following that, in terms of the school club, when did that then become sort of an away from the school?
I think I ran it for about 2 or 3 years, and I decided it was what I wanted to do instead of the secondary school education. And I just, launched into doing that on my own. So that's what I do now, just run my school.
And where's your first school, or where was the main school based?
At the minute, we're based in Rochford.
Yeah.
Well, it's at the Eastwood Academy, the Eastwood School. It's just in Eastwood.
Right. And am I right in saying that that school has a different name?
Yeah, that's called Urban Street.
Okay, so that's sort of where it all began.
Where it all began, yeah.
But that's going to be rebranded and turned
into... It will be, yeah. It will become HAPA in September.
And how long did you say Urban Street had been running for there then?
Urban Street's been running now for 5.5 years.
Wow, okay. And what sort of shows do you put on? How does it work?
We will do anything from a whole musical that's already been written, like Annie or Oliver. Yep. Or we also do shows that I write myself. We've recently done one at the Eastwood Theatre called Skivers. And so the kids all learn my script and we go from there.
Brilliant. And is that then sort of a combination of songs from different shows that you put together?
Yeah, songs from different musicals. It could be, anything.
Okay, and then I know one of the things that your school's quite well known for doing is this idea of the kids really sort of getting a full understanding of the art of performing through working towards a final production.
That's it. Yeah, what we do is we don't actually do any exams at the school. I pretty much structure everything towards a performance. Last year we did 5 productions in a year. So I really believe in, you know, focusing on a performance every term, whether it's in a little church hall, in a big theatre. We take the children to the West End every year where they...
Yeah, and in fact, perhaps we'll talk about this a little bit later on, but I gather you've got a big show coming up in the West End fairly soon.
In October, we've got a slot in a children's variety performance.
Superb. Okay, well, you mentioned Annie there as one of your one of the shows that you've done, so let's have something from that now.
Chrysler Building or Backsides will. You understand?
Yes, Miss Hannigan.
What do we say, Annie?
I love you, Miss Hannigan.
Why any kid would want to be an orphan is beyond me.
Pin.
Carol Burnett delivering a film-stopping performance as Miss Hannigan, the cruel drunkard orphanage manager, together with the child cast of the 1982 film version of Annie with It's a Hard Knock Life. Well, you're listening to Phoenix FM and the time is 6:30, and I'm joined here in the studio this evening by Helen Arbour, the principal of the Helen Arbour Performing Arts Academy, HAPA. Helen, we were chatting a bit about your background and about where the Academy came from. And just to reiterate, at the moment, the main focus, up until now anyway, has been the school in Rochford.
That's right.
We were talking during that track then about the structure of the classes and the fact that you have a summer school and then sort of separate terms. How does that work?
We run every term. We usually do a show every term. But we also, in August, run a week-long summer school. The children come along, we usually put on a whole production, and at the end of the week the parents and friends come and watch the performance on the Friday evening.
Fantastic. And so that would generally, I would imagine, be a different group of children to those.
Sometimes it's the same children from the school, other times they see an advert and they come along, but everyone, you know, makes friends and they have a great week.
Okay, sounds great. And what sort of ages or what age group is the school open to?
The school's open to 5 to 18-year-olds, although I do have a few of them, a few adults that still come along that can't quite leave yet. They're always in the shows, they all crop up. But we've actually had someone ask about a 4.5-year-old, so we will take them if they're mature enough, you know, to get involved in the dances and the songs and everything. So
yeah, and obviously with the 4.5-year-old, this might be a bit tricky, but generally, do you look for any previous experience?
Not at all. Just come along and have fun. That's the main, you know, incentive we have every lesson. That's what my Urban Street kids would say if they were here. I know they would, that we just have so much fun. And obviously it's not just one class, we split the classes. It's not 5 to 18s in one class, we do have separate groups.
Yeah. So how many teachers or tutors do you have that work with you? Is it quite a large group?
It's myself and also my senior assistant teacher, who is Victoria Allen. She's a graduate in dance. She does all my choreography with the contemporary styles.
Yeah.
And another girl called Nicole Lloyd, who I've actually taught all through school, and she's now my assistant as well.
It sounds like a great springboard for people who are, you know, at a young age are really interested in musical theatre or the performing arts and perhaps could lead into other things. So presumably people go off to full-time stage schools when they're older,
yeah,
and that sort of thing.
I've had a few. I've got a girl at Italia Conti now, a few at Mount View. There's lots that have gone on to study further.
Have you had anybody in Matilda?
Not in Matilda, no, but we have done a little bit of it.
Not yet. Let's see what happens.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day. On the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night. And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square. And I won't care, 'cause I'll be all grown up. You when you're a grown up.
That was When I Grow Up from the original 2011 cast recording of Matilda the Musical, based on the novel by Roald Dahl and with music and lyrics by Tim Minchin. That was the child cast, as I said, with When I Grow Up. Well, the time is 6:35 and in the Phoenix FM studio here, I'm joined by Helen Arbour from the Helen Arbour Performing Arts Academy. We've been talking a bit about the school that you have in Rochford, and during that track there, you were talking about the fact that Matilda is actually going to be the focus of a showcase coming up fairly soon.
That's right. On the open day that's coming up on this Saturday at the Mayflower Hall in Billericay, we're doing a Matilda medley, and we're actually doing a few medleys from Legally Blonde and other things as a kind of like advert to all our new students that are hopefully going to come along.
Great. And obviously this is a good time to talk about how things have moved on from Rochford, because you are about to launch a Billericay branch of Happer.
That's right. Yeah, we're about to launch the Billericay branch of Happer. We open on the 20th of April, but we've actually got this big open day planned this Saturday. So
what can people, first of all, do you have to register or can you just turn up for the open
day? Oh, you can just turn up and look what's going on, join in with some workshops that we've got planned.
And what can people expect? What's going to be involved in the day itself?
Well, apart from the performances from some of my Rochford students, we've got you know, lovely duets. We've got a Starlight Express duet and everything, and there'll be some tables set up with registration forms and things. All my teachers will be there to have a chat with and, you know, find out a little bit more about the school. We're also raffling off 4 free scholarships, so you can put your name down and it'll go into a raffle at the end of the day.
Oh, wow. And what does a scholarship entail?
Your term fees will be paid for the very first term.
Okay, superb. And that brings us on to a question that people are probably wondering about if they're listening. The cost of the course and how much, well, you know, what's involved in financial terms.
Okay, well, the first term is about 12 or 13 weeks. Yeah. The first week we're doing for free, just to see if the children enjoy it. But it's £99 for the whole term.
For the whole thing?
Yeah, and that also includes your show fee that will be at the end.
Fantastic. What a great thing, as I said earlier, for kids who've got that interest to be involved in, and then the opportunity to show what they've learnt to friends and family at the end of it all.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take one more break for another song, and again, it's all about the child performers.
Is it worth the waiting for if we live till 84? All we ever get is every day we say a prayer. Will they change the bill of fare? Still we get the same old gruel. There's not a crust, not a crumb. Can we fight? Can we beg? Can we borrow or cash? But there's nothing to stop. Thank you.
world make you truly thankful.
From Carol Reed's 1968 film version of Lionel Bart's stage musical Oliver, that was The Workhouse Orphans with, of course, Food, Glorious Food. Well, I'm joined in the studio here by Helen Arbour from Helen Arbour Performing Arts Academy, which is a brand new performing arts school which is about to open in Billericay on April the 20th. And just before that track, we were talking about the open day, which is coming up this Saturday. So, Helen, just remind us exactly what time that starts and where people need to go.
The open day is from 10 till 4. It's at the Mayflower Hall in Billericay. It's just behind the High Street in Chapel Street.
Fantastic. And just to reiterate, nobody has to register in advance. You can just turn up if it's of interest.
Yeah, turn up, have a look, see what's going on.
And I gather there's a free goodie bag for everybody who
attends.
Everybody
gets a goodie bag, yeah.
There you go, worth going along just for that. and if people are out there listening and this sounds of interest, not just the open day, but the whole package and the school in general, how can they find out a bit more about it?
We have a website, helenarbourperformingarts.co.uk. Or they can email us on info@helenarbourperformingarts.co.uk. On the website, there's actually a YouTube link which shows a lot of our videos and some of the stills of the shows that we've previously done.
Great stuff.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, Helen, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it. It does sound great. So if it's of interest, check out the website and get along to the open day this coming Saturday. That's Helen from HAPA, the Helen Arbour Performing Arts Academy. Just before you go, and you knew this was coming, every guest that comes into the show is asked to select a piece of music for inclusion in the stage and screen show time capsule. And the idea behind this is if you could choose just one track from stage or screen, anywhere from film or theatre, to preserve for future generations to enjoy, what would it be and why? Now, I know that's a tough question, so I'm going to give you as long as it takes to raise the time capsule and to open it up to make your all-important decision.
Okay.
And then I'll be asking for your answer. So here we go. Okay, so, Helen, what have you chosen, and more importantly, why have you chosen
it? I ever need sound effects, Dan, I'm definitely going to come to you for any of my shows.
I'm your sound effects man, that's for sure.
Right, okay, I think the song that I'm going to have to choose, it is really difficult, actually, so many shows and films to choose from. I'm going to have to choose a song called What Kind of Fool from the musical Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what's the reason for that choice?
The reason would be I went to see it with my mum at the Palladium in 98, and it was definitely the musical that made up my mind that it was the career I wanted to go into. It really inspired me, and I played this song on repeat for about a year.
Okay, great reason. So, going into the time capsule, What Kind of Fool from Saturday Night Fever.
Starting
From the original London cast recording of Saturday Night Fever, that was Anita Louise Coombe with What Kind of Fool, going into the stage and screen show time capsule. And that was the choice of Helen Arbour from the Helen Arbour Performing Arts Academy. Thank you for joining me this evening.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me here.
No problem. Good to see you again. And to play you out, here is something else from the Olivier Award-winning production of Saturday Night Fever.
Staying alive.
Adam Garcia as Tony and the original 1998 London cast of Saturday Night Fever with Staying Alive.
Phoenix FM.
And now, slightly later than usual, it's time for this week's stage and screen news, featuring movie news from our film correspondent, Vicky Bufton. Sad news this week as Richard Griffiths, winner of Olivier and Tony Awards and star of the stage hit The History Boys, has died at the age of 65. His death followed complications arising from heart surgery at the University Hospital in Coventry last Thursday. Griffiths found early success with the Royal Shakespeare Company before securing the lead in the BBC's 1983 computer conspiracy drama Bird of Prey, and he went on to play the predatory Uncle Monty in Bruce Robinson's 1987 film With Nail and Eye. He appeared in five films in the Harry Potter franchise as the child wizard's mean-spirited Uncle Vernon, and reprised his role as the charismatic teacher Hector in the 2006 film version of Alan Bennett's The History Boys, a performance that won him a clutch of awards on stage, both in London and New York. Adrian Noble will direct a new stage adaptation of The Lord of the Flies at the Oxford Playhouse this summer. Joanne Pierce, who will co-direct, has adapted William Golding's novel by adding lyrics to create the new musical. Music is by Sean Davey, and the creative team will work with a group of children from Magdalen College School who will form part of the cast. The Lord of the Flies will run from the 5th of July to the 7th. And puppet theatre company Earth, which is based in Australia, will perform Dinosaur Zoo at Regent's Park Open Air Theatre this summer. The family show, which is suitable for three-year-olds and above, will run from August the 9th to September the 8th. Dinosaur Zoo is presented in association with BOS Productions. And new productions opening in London this week include, on Friday night, April the 5th, My Perfect Mind, created by Told by an Idiot Productions and written by Catherine and Paul Hunter, with additional material by Edward Petherbridge, opens at the Young Vic. And then the aforementioned Broadway hit Once, with music and lyrics by Glenn Hansard and Marquetta Riglova, opens at the Phoenix Theatre next Tuesday, the 9th of April. And news from the big screen. Following its impressive box office performance, it looks like G.I. Joe will have another outing, according to Variety. Paramount and Hasbro have started development on the third installment. No word yet on cast or even story, but there will be much buttering up of Dwayne Johnson and Channing Tatum for the foreseeable, I would imagine. And Lara Croft will be making a comeback, just not this year. Taking the lead from the new game, the film will see a younger Lara getting into the tomb raiding business and developing the character from the beginning. No word on casting yet, but its 2013 scheduling slot will have to be bumped following the new direction. Out at the cinema this week, Spring Breakers. Selena Gomez sheds her Disney princess crown once and for all as she and a pack of similar tween icons hit Miami with James Franco's pimp and a boatload of semi-automatic weapons. A late quartet, Christopher Walken, heads up an impressive cast as a string quartet mark their anniversary together with some trying times. And Snitch, The Rock puts all his considerable skills into a deal with the cops to keep his drug-dealing son out of prison. Family drama ensues. And finally, in the news this week, the UK box office top five. The Host is the first of the new entries at five, as Jack the Giant Slayer takes a tumble down the chart beanstalk to number four. Trance makes its chart debut at three, while G.I. Joe swoops in ninja style to number two spot, and the Croods are once again enjoying the sun, keeping the top spot for another week at number one.
I find the things
briefly there, that was A Hard Day's Night, of course, from the 1964 black and white comedy film written by and performed by the Beatles. And there we are at the end of another show. After the news, Melanie Watson will be here with Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8, and then the playlist will be taking you through the night from 10 onwards. A huge thank you to my guest Helen Arbour of Happer, to Vicky Bufton for the screen news, and of course to you for listening. And I hope you can join me next week at the same time for more from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. That's the Stage and Screen Show next Wednesday at 6 p.m. only on Phoenix FM. So until then...
So long, farewell, I'll be here saying goodbye.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening and good night.
That's all, folks.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. Two men have been found guilty of attempting to kill Joss Stone and dump her body in a river